They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Losing green, seeing red.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. British Airlines is calling for the UK's main airport operator to pay up. It wants the operator to absorb some of the losses the airlines have suffered since the current security crisis began. Heightened security following news of the alleged bomb plot last week in London led to long delays and cancellations. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
British airline losses since last week have been soaring. No figures yet, but analysts say we could be talking about several hundred million dollars. British Airways and Virgin are calling on the main airport operator, BAA, to pay compensation. They blame the company for mishandling the crisis, forcing some of the carriers to cancel more than 20% of their flights. Paul Charles of Virgin Atlantic says BAA has fallen down on the job.
They have a duty, obviously, to supply an efficient service at each airport. I think the airlines, quite rightly, will be asking themselves from today, have they received that efficient service?
The airline's answer is a resounding no. The boss of British Airways said the situation at Heathrow was like a bad dream at Disneyland. But the airport operator said that in Britain's biggest ever aviation security crisis, his company has done a splendid job. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Dell, the world's largest PC maker, is planning to recall more than 4 million lithium-ion laptop batteries. They were made by Sony. They were installed in notebooks sold from April 2004 to July 18th of this year and could erupt in flames. It's actually happened at least 6 times, including once on a plane. Luckily, that plane hadn't taken off yet. The total cost of the recall could go up to $300 million. The high-profile trial of HealthSouth earned the company a spot next to Enron and WorldCom in the Corporate Fraud Hall of Fame. Now it's announced a plan to turn its business around. Rachel Dornhelm has a story.
HealthSouth is looking to rehabilitate itself. CEO Jay Grinney just announced the company plans to sell the outpatient rehab clinics that started it all. Healthcare analyst Derek Dagnan says the firm also wants to spin off its outpatient surgery centers.
The proceeds from these sales will likely be used to pay down debt, which would give HealthSouth the financial flexibility to continue to grow and operate as a profitable company over the long term.
HealthSouth wants to focus on its most profitable sector, inpatient rehab for a mostly Medicare crowd. Dagnan says just a year ago, HealthSouth bosses had to deal with creditors, lawyers, and a diverse business.
And today, this management team can focus more on operations and relationships with physicians and serving patients.
HealthSouth also announced it is keeping its name after consumer studies found the brand largely untainted in much of the country. I'm Rachel Dornhelm for Marketplace.
Home Depot, the world's largest home improvement maker, is reporting high profits this morning, profits exceeding Wall Street estimates. Earnings rose to $1.86 billion in the second quarter. That's up from $1.77 billion a year ago. Looking at the numbers on Wall Street, the Dow up just 9 points at 11,097. The Nasdaq about the same, up 11 points to 2069. The S&P basically flat, up just a point at 1268. And in Tokyo, the Nikkei fell 40 points. This is Marketplace. The government says a strain of bird flu has been found in some wild birds in Michigan, but Sarah Hewlett reports the state's poultry industry isn't getting very worked up about it yet.
Initial tests suggest the type of virus found in the mute swans near the Michigan-Ohio border is not the deadly H5N1 strain, but researchers won't know for sure until the birds are more thoroughly tested at a national lab. The group that represents Michigan's poultry producers says farms already have strict procedures for sanitation and monitoring. George House is with the Michigan Allied Poultry Industries.
It probably won't change how farms are acting a great deal because they are already on a pretty high state of readiness.
The H5N1 virus has jumped from birds to humans in other parts of the world, killing more than 100 people. Scientists worry that it could land in the U.S. through migratory birds. In Ann Arbor, Michigan, I'm Sarah Hewlett for Marketplace.
You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report on American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters. The facts without spin, as they happen. Reuters helps you stay in the know now. And by Fast Signs, providing sign and graphic solutions to businesses worldwide. Information available at fastsigns.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Welfare reform will be 10 years old next week. Researchers wanted to measure how the program is doing after a decade. It turns out there's not a whole lot of data to work with. From the Work and Family Desk, Marketplace's Hillary Wakay reports.
The Brookings Institution tried to track the $26 billion a year the federal government spends on temporary assistance for needy families. In the three states they studied, less than a third went to cash assistance, what we used to call welfare. In Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Ohio, the bulk of the money goes to child care and other work supports, but it isn't followed. Sean Fremstead co-authored the report.
It's almost like the measurements they chose were for another time when the issue was whether or not they were doing activities. And so the only thing they measure is people who are actually receiving cash assistance.
Fremstead says we know the money's being spent on needy working families. We just don't know 10 years into welfare reform if they're getting the actual help they need. In Washington, I'm Hillary Wakay for Marketplace.
The housing market is kind of like the stock market. What's bad news for some is often good news for others. This week, Toll Brothers, the largest luxury home builder in the U.S., released some new information. It said a combination of rising mortgage rates and flat inventory was slowing sales of new homes. But writer and commentator David Wells points out, as demand for mortgages goes down, it might pave the way for one group to move up.
There's one well of customers that home builders should remember runs very deep. That's retirees who were middle class in their hometown, but can be upper middle class in other parts of the country, thanks to the paper worth trapped in their current homes. We could rewrite the Jeffersons theme song for these folks. They're not moving on up to a deluxe apartment in the sky, a la Manhattan. And no, they are not African-American millionaires with a booming dry cleaning business. They're regular middle-class retirees moving on up to the South and West. They're nesting in deluxe McMansions, complete with deluxe pools. Retirees in expensive cities like San Francisco and Los Angeles are cashing out and moving to places like Phoenix, Salt Lake City, Las Vegas, and Austin. There, they found towns with similar vibes but cheaper, at least for now, housing stock. There's competition when they get there. Younger people come armed with interest-only or adjustable-rate mortgages or a generous gift from the grandparents, if they're lucky. But doctors, lawyers, and business owners are also in the mix, shouldering big debts or college bills. But our pensioners don't need a mortgage if they move. They live in a small home in San Francisco that has grown in value in ways they never imagined. And if they're willing to leave the neighborhood they spent 30 years living in, then they can trade their ranch house or bungalow for a super Tuscan or sprawling mock Tudor. They've saved, and now they can play in 4,000 square foot plus houses. Call our retirees tortoises. They took the long road to obtaining wealth. The heirs of today should learn a bit from them and stop worrying about getting into a house they can't really afford. Home builders like Toll Brothers made a fortune on both the heirs and the tortoises of this country. But by the look of things, they better start betting on those tortoises. They're out there and ready to move up.
David Wells is a deputy editor at the Financial Times newspaper. And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
You know, whenever something's sold as a
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.